It's orientation day at the Perry Learning Center in Jonesboro.
Can I have everybody's attention, please?
This is where students who've been kicked out of traditional schools end up. For the first time, the students will use a computer program called Odysseyware. Teachers are explaining how it works.
You're at the home tab now. On your home page, you'll see where it says course, type, title.
Middle school students use the program on site, but not high school students. They work from home on laptops. They can reach teachers online. Once a week, they go to Perry for tutoring and to take tests. In August, Principal Melvin Blocker said Odysseyware was a way to meet students where they are.
Well, if we give them an opportunity like Odysseyware, it'll motivate them to want to continue to work and not drop out.
Superintendent Ed Heatley says the program also addresses behavioral problems.
The discipline issues will go down. So if you're not dealing with discipline, then you can deal with instruction.
That was the plan. Now that school's out, critics say it didn't work.
You're basically taking the kids that need the most help and the most guidance, and you're taking away that help and that guidance.
That's a teacher who works at Perry who agreed to talk to us on condition of anonymity.
You cut the amount of administrators in half. You no longer have to pay to turn electricity on in the building. In terms of saving money, this was a great move. But in terms of helping kids, this was a horrible move.
Clayton County faced a $40 million budget deficit. Teachers say the virtual academy cut costs, but did students end up paying?
There are kids that have essentially lost a whole year in educational opportunity. Someone was looking at the books saying, you know, we need to save money. You know what? We can take the kids that are the screw-ups in the first place. Let's throw some laptops at them. You know, we've got this cool program. It looks good on paper. It sounds really, really good.
Another teacher says some students did learn, but the majority learned to be good guessers.
It was quite obvious when it came to tests and quizzes that they lacked foundational knowledge in each of their subject areas.
Both say teachers received one day of Odysseyware training. They felt unprepared. So did some students. Eighth grader Zakiya Murphy says he got suspended so many times, the school eventually sent him home with a laptop.
I mean, don't get me wrong. We was doing work and all, but it wasn't enough what we learned, and it wasn't enough for it to stick to us. I know I don't like school, but I do want my education.
Zakiya doesn't think laptops provide that.
I be wanting to do work, but I don't have no textbooks or none of that to do my work with. My mama can only help me out on a certain amount of stuff.
Deidre Murphy is Zakiya's mother.
I'm computer illiterate, and so is he. And it's frustrating. I mean, who learns anything on a computer?
Clayton County school leaders declined our request for a follow-up interview. While school leaders have been tight-lipped, community critics haven't.
Here in the state of Georgia alone, 66% of those who are in prison have not graduated from high school.
Clayton NAACP President C. Cinnamon Baldwin says the laptop program should be illegal.
I think it's incumbent upon the community for us to educate them and not expect them to educate themselves.
Between 30 to 40% of these kids have been diagnosed with special education needs.
Jennifer Falk co-founded the Gwinnett Parent Coalition to dismantle the school-to-prison pipeline. She's researched alternative schools in Georgia for more than 10 years.
So how does sitting at your home with a laptop with unsupervised instruction help any of those issues? I'm not sure it does.
Clayton County leaders have not said whether they plan to continue the laptop program next year.